It's time to link up for Is Missing That with Deputy Mayor Desley Simpson.
Morena Desley.
Morena koutou to you. How are you?
Hey,
good,
Desley.
How are you?
I'm great this morning. Spring has sprung, for want of a better word. You were into spring.
Oh, yeah.
Weather on the weekend.
Yeah, a bit of wild weather around.
It means that that we're heading into, daffodils and all that kind of stuff, which is great.
Yeah, I went for a walk the other day and they're already out, Desley.
I know. That's the positive side about climate change, I think.
Oh, okay.
Getting us a bit ahead of time, getting us nice and warm.
Rightio. Well, that's a good way to kick off one of our topics that we wanted to talk to you about today, which is the changes to the density plans that you've just signed off on. Do you want to explain to the listeners, like, what the implications of these changes are?
Yeah, look, well, first of all, we haven't signed them off yet, right?
Right.
When it comes to building an Auckland that is future-proofed, I think if you helicopter right above our great region and you say, look, What do we need in a planned way for our city to be have enough homes for the future and to be put in the right places? And currently we have what they call MDRS, which is medium density residential standard, that the last government did, the National and the Labor government did together, right, which was three stories, three buildings, anywhere, whatever. And a lot of people didn't like that. They thought it was sort of mass density anywhere right across the region, that potentially it should have been targeted better. So what this government has done is said, well, we've responded to the fact that we've got a lot of negative feedback around that blanket over the region rule. And we are going to allow Auckland to have another go, but based on some, you know, things that are that they want us to stick to. One is you've got to stick to the same amount of capacity that is currently there, all right? You can't drop the capacity. You can't plan for a city that has less homes than what we currently have a plan for, that doesn't mean that every house is going to be built immediately and you're going to reach that magical figure overnight, but,
yes,
but the planning for that is that. That's the first thing.
Because they're aiming for 2 million more houses,
yes,
right, Desley? Yeah.
And that's what we currently have, right?
Okay.
That's what we currently have. So the planning rules that we've done that currently are in place has that target.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is where, you know, a lot of people talk about the Auckland Unity Plan, which was an older plan, but that has already been superseded, right? So so we're already in that figure. Then the next thing the government has said is, look, the best place to do it is around major transport nodes. And I think the driver for this was the City Rail Link. You know, they said we're investing a huge amount of money in developing a public transport network for rail that will really enable people to get around real quickly. So the key is to live next door to it. That will help with congestion because you may not need a vehicle at all if you've got good public transport. You live close, which means that that rail can now go wherever it needs to go, and as we know, goes everywhere, and will get people more efficiently to where they need to go without clogging up our roads. So that made sense, right, doesn't it? Intensify around transport roads, especially the rail network. And then I think the next bit, and this is one that we went to them about, is we all remember 2023. We all remember the horrible weather and the floods and, you know, the impact that it had on so many lives. We know that we can no longer allow, we know that we should no longer allow building or intensification in known areas that flood. We've got a down zone there, you know, because it's not safe. And yet we do not have that capacity under the current rule.
Okay, right.
So that was one of the main drivers for us saying, yeah, this is really great, let's have a look at it. And you know, let's down zone in some of those places. And I know in my own backyard, in my own fine ward of Orake, you know, Mission Bay, Koei, we know they're on big floodplains, you know. But we've got other places that we've known, you know, across the region that have the same.
Okay, so you're downzoning, but you're also upzoning.
Downzoning where it's not safe to build, yeah. We know that.
Okay.
Upzoning around mainly around major transport routes, especially the train routes.
Right, and that's allowing for 10-storey and 15-storey developments.
Yeah, you've got to go up to go down somewhere else. It's a little bit like, you know, you go up here, you've got to go down, you know, to meet the magic number. So that it becomes a bit of a math and map number,
okay.
Doesn't it, you know? So what's happened is we had a number of workshops with our elected members and we got to kind of what we thought was a bit of a draft plan. We've sent this out to local boards. Now, the whole purpose of sending it to local boards and iwi, by the way, but local boards and iwi is to know that they are most connected to their communities. So if there are some anomalies or mistakes or ways of doing it a little bit better locally, they're more likely to know it than maybe the councillors who look at the region as a whole, all right? Now, so that's kind of where it is at the moment. It will come back to councillors. That feedback will come back to councillors, and we will kind of have a vote on it at the end of September because we're under a bit of a time frame here. The government didn't put the rule through for us to do it until the 20th of August, and we have to have it back to them by the 10th of October. So it is a really tight time frame. And look, you know, it'll be one of those things that won't be perfect, but it will at least give us the thing that we're most excited about, not excited, but the thing that we're most pleased about, I think, is that we can downzone in floodplain areas. But I think everyone acknowledges that you should upzone around transport nodes.
Right. And now that it's for consultation with local boards, what are the murmurs? Are you getting much pushback or are people okay with it?
Well, it's a bit of both. You know, it's the complicating factor is it's right in the middle of election time, you know? And that does seem to complicate things a little bit for some people. But at the end of the day, I think local boards will be quite pragmatic. I mean, the interesting thing is the direction from central government has been if you do not meet our criteria, i.e. keeping the same amount of capacity, intensifying around transport modes, and yes, you can downzone and floodplains, but if you don't do those major things, we will do it for you. And that actually is quite a worry for some people, myself included. I would rather be in control of the plan than have somebody else do it for us. We've always said, you know, government, I mean, there's only one agency bigger than Auckland Council, and that's central government. And whilst they are very important to local government, they're very important to Auckland, we do prefer to be in charge of our own destiny, right? So I think, you know, the message was when it went out to local boards is, you know, no isn't an answer. No is not an answer. What the answer is, if not the draft that as councillors and the mayor we've given you as a result of, you know, workshops with you, if you want to tweak that, if that's not perfect for you in your area, do play around with going up over there and down here or whatever you want to do, but don't come back and just say no.
Okay. It's going to like potentially result in quite a funny layout of a city though, isn't it? Because we're still going to have central suburbs where people have really big properties and big sort of lawns and villas, but then have these apartment blocks and a bit of an urban sprawl spread out throughout the city rather than sort of centralised apartments within the CBD.
Well, I don't know that I agree with that. What we have done, and we did well before the 20th of August, is upzone in the central city. You know, any city around the world has its major intensification in its central part, right? And we've done that. So I think what this plan does is does provide a variety of housing choices to Aucklanders. It still provides that choice. You see, under the current one, the MDRS, three stories, three highs, anywhere, that is actually anywhere. It's kind of like a blanket. And I think if you believe that a city needs to have a combination of high-rise apartments, that, you know, a city should or could have single houses in larger sections because you can. This plan actually does provide that variety. The key is the capacity is the same.
Mm.
And you know, I quite like that. I quite like the concept of higher zoning around the transport nodes, because that's what they're there for. If you have a 15-minute bus or even a 5-minute bus coming past you, that's where you should have people living. You know, it's no good having people living miles away till they can't even get to that place. That's where the high density should be. And you know, I don't know that I agree with going out into the green fields and building everywhere all the time. You know, we should try and keep some green fields for exactly that. We need our food bowl for the city. You know, we do need open space. So I think it's going to get there. The big debate is around character.
Yes.
You know, and special character. And, you know, we do have some special character parts of our city. Heritage is protected regardless, but special character, you know, under the current plan, isn't, funnily enough, as protected as it is in under the new plan, because, of course, the three stories, three heights, anywhere doesn't give that special character protection potentially as much as what this new plan might do.
Yeah, because I think that's the majority of the outcry I've heard so far, is like, they're going to bowl all the beautiful houses and just build these high-rises. But I think, yeah, I don't know.
Oh, well, the trouble is some of those special character areas are around major train stations.
Yeah, yeah. That is the thing. I guess, and you know, if it's 2 million new homes, it's 2 million new homes that we need.
Well, remember that the terminology is capacity, right? Mm. So it doesn't mean it's all going to happen immediately. It just means that the planning rules are plan. I think the term is plan enabled. I think that's what it means. And it doesn't mean it all happen tomorrow either. It just means that, and it doesn't mean that it's got to be infrastructure ready either. It just means it has to be, you know, enabled long-term in the future.
Right. Mm. Now, we want to move on to a bit of news from Auckland Council, which is the $600 million in benefits for Aucklanders that you've just reported. Do you want to tell us more?
Well, I'm quite proud of this, actually. I think Aucklanders expect Auckland Council to save money, you know. And every year that we do a budget, there is a savings target in there, all right, ever since Auckland Council started. But as in last term, it you know, we were really challenged over COVID, you know. We really challenged. We had a huge drop in all our revenue and we had to kind of keep afloat. And that was a tough time to take Auckland through, if I was really honest with you. But as life goes on, you also need to do, we call it better, faster, cheaper, but actually you need to be more efficient at what you do. And part of that is making sure that you don't waste money when you do things. And we're getting better and better and better at it. And this term, we have delivered for Aucklanders the highest savings target of any council term, and I chair that committee. And let me tell you, it's not easy, and they are big numbers. $480 million in savings. That's a big number, all right? Mm. So we have had three years over this term. The first year's savings target, we exceeded it by 18% more. The second year's target, we exceeded it by 8% more. The third year's target, we exceeded it by 12% more. And we didn't drop the basic service levels, all right? What we did is a whole bunch of little things. You know, people say to me, well, how did you do that? How did you make up those huge amount of money in savings? And I can't say that there was one big thing. It wasn't exactly line by line, but it was almost line by line, you know? It was a whole lot of little things. Reduction of contractors, more value for money initiatives, etc. And on the capital projects, on how we then deliver the every individual project, we've started, the mayor put up his better value projects, which is 10 delivery principles. And it is things like, don't just meet budget because the budget says that. Look at the budget in the first place. Is it the right budget? Just because someone's put a budget line in there for something, you know, is that really what the budget should be, or should it be a lot less? You know, use of standardised design. Not everything has to be individually designed. We love public art, we love a little bit of, individuality. But actually, you know, if it's a bus shelter, can we just have the same bus shelter? You know, does it have to be specifically different everywhere? And I'm not saying that they always have been. That was just probably an idea that popped into my head. But do you see what I mean? We're trying to do things better. And as a result, we're saving a lot of money. And by the time you add that savings figure into, you know, we've sat on buildings that have been empty since we've amalgamated. You know, we sort of got rid of some of those as well. You know, and we're procuring better. We're doing things. We're using local contractors, not just big contractors, because local contractors tend to be invested in local communities a lot more. And the price that they come up with is often a little bit less, you know, a lot less. So it's a lot of little things.
If people have, like, suggestions on how, you know, Auckland Council can be more efficient and things, where do they send that?
Oh, bring it on. I'd love to hear. I'd love to hear from them. Please email me. Because, you know, we're already in another year. So we put out the press release for the end of the term report. But we're already in a new financial year, started 1st of July. And already my committee is tasked with another $87 million worth of savings. So we're not stopping. You know, it's almost, but wait, there's more. And I'm not talking about a set of steak knives, you know. We just keep going. We have to keep going. And I think, you know, the message I want to prove, you know, Aucklanders, you know, you can always find things that go wrong, but I just want to give Aucklanders some good news. I want them to know that actually we are, you know, making a conscious effort every single day to look at being more efficient and delivering a better, faster, cheaper option for our capital projects and saving money without taking away things that Aucklanders believe are important to them.
I guess one question that a lot of people would have that are listening right now is, if we're making these big savings, if we're being more efficient, why did the rates rise this year?
Well, I think if I could ask that question again, if we didn't make those savings targets, what would the rates rise look like? I mean, that's the real question. The fact that we do make these significant savings means that our rates rises are, you know, as low as they can be. I mean, just last year, they'd have to be 7% higher if we didn't make the savings target. So, you know, that we go to the ratepayer last, remember? We try and get as much as we can get in from the assets that we own. And I've talked to you about the Future Fund before, the fact that that is now doing a lot better than what that same amount of money would have got from income from the airport shares. We're getting a lot more money from our ports. Our ports are having a great Port of Auckland is doing really well in its end of year result. They've done it amazingly well. So we're getting more money in from that which we own. We are being more efficient, saving money, and then we go to the ratepayer. And look, we've talked about rates. It's still hard for Aucklanders, but they are lower because of the savings targets we make year on year.
Right. Hey, thank you so much for your time today, Desley. And I'm expecting some Aucklanders to get on their emails and reach out to you on ways you can make it better.
Hey, thanks so much.
Thank you, and have a lovely day out there, Desley.
Same to you. Take care. Ka kite.
Bye.
That was Is Missing That with Deputy Mayor Desley Simpson.